deafening cries carried through the garrison, causing the tableware to vibrate. Scared for the fate of the tall pitcher in front of me, I grabbed it and drained its golden contents in four glugs, thus preventing any spillage. A waste of fresh pressed pashija cider would have been an insult to the gods and common sense. Another long bellow filled the air. I jolted. The hell is that? My hair stood on end. At the same time, however, the obvious longing present in the tone of that growl prompted my heart to give a funny thump. A heavy hand clapped my back. The quartermaster decoy, his cheeks flushed from exertion, bent forwards and wheezed out. Lieutenant Cortez, you must come to the fencing hall at once. Must I? I squinted at him over my untouched supper, miffed at the suggestion, to say the least. Says who? I'd only just come off a long-arsed shift. Knackered, thank you very much. As the evenings turned darker and cooler with the approach of winter, sentinel duty became more taxing. Starved and chilled to my bones, I didn't fancy leaving the warmth of the canteen, and even less before shoveling any food down my gob.
Says Captain Zager,
Decoy barked,
so make haste.
He unfolded himself to his full height, a technique tall men tended to try and intimidate me with. It never worked. From a young age, I'd heeded my mother's advice.
Small as you may be, son, do not allow anyone to spit in your porridge.
Whatever I lacked in height and physical strength, I made up for in practice, discipline, and technique. As a result, not many had sought the chance to mess with my shit when my sword, named Lil Sting by my opponents, swung by my side. Not one to brag, but save for the Lord of Ravador, I ranked as the top fencer in the Empire. Decoy switched his approach.
Come on, Lieutenant, he reasoned with me. It's urgent.
It'd damn well better be, I grumbled.
Fuck Captain Zager and his fleas.
I rose from my seat. Already mourning the venison and wild mushroom stew I'd only managed to sniff. Taking cues from Decoy, I sprinted out of the canteen and across the courtyard. A vast crowd of soldiers had gathered around the fencing hall's entrance. The door, usually wide open, remained latched with an iron bar in an attempt to keep something in. Something mighty strong that had been the source of the anguished roars. It rammed the gate from the other side, clearly wanting out. Judging by the way the entire construction rattled, I realized the creaking hinges wouldn't take much more of such treatment before snapping off.
Shit, he's getting frantic,
someone warned. The men appeared anxious as hell. A few had backed up a step. Intrigued to see what had elicited such a reaction from the seasoned servicemen, I elbowed my passage through to the front.
Has anyone found Cortez?
I recognized the booming voice of Captain Zager.
Where the fuck is he?
Here, sir, I said, more and more perplexed. What's this, then?